Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic, your comedian's guide to autism. I am one of your hosts, Kirk Smith, and here are my co-hosts as always.
Graham K.
Awesome. How you doing? How's New York treating you?
Same old. Good. Working.
That's great.
Partying too much. Partied too much this week.
Partied too much or worked too much? What did you say? I cut you off.
Partied too much. I'm very excited to like get back to work this week. I had a guest in town. We had fun.
Nice.
Then I had family in town yesterday, and my family likes to have fun. And yeah, now I am pumped to
tell some jokes.
Eat kale, drink water,
and not be forced through family peer pressure to drink so much beer. I get it.
Yeah, we peer pressure each other.
That's funny.
It's a cycle. But yeah, anyway, things are good though. Shows are good, same old. Go to my website, comedybythegraham.com. If you are ever in New York City and want to come see a show, I have a show almost every night. Comedybythegraham.com.
That's great, boom, man.
That's it. How are you doing?
How's
the Edinburgh Fringe Festival? It's over, right?
I was just going to. You're alive. Yeah, Graham works some of the best clubs in New York. So if you do get out there, take him up on that. He works some great clubs. Yes, I made it. I was telling you off air. I think I did 50 one man shows of an hour.
That's insane.
And then maybe another 40 shows that I jumped on. I need to sit down and add them up. Maybe close to 100 shows in 3.5 weeks, or 3 weeks and a bit, you know, 4 weekends.
Dear Lord.
Crazy.
Yeah,
crazy,
good for you.
7 shows That's on Saturday. I'm exhausted. And yeah. Just 2 yesterday, just a little, 2 little shows on a Sunday. So
boy.
it was great. It was really great. It was interesting, you know, it's encouraging as an artist to see so many people doing so many things that are outside of the norm.
Right. And, yeah. Edinburgh Fringe is like it's not just stand up comedy. It's people taking the art form to all different directions.
That's right. And even stand up, I would add, they take it a few different directions. In general, the UK is a bit more chatty on stage, stand up wise, I think a little less punchy the sets are. And so the audience will go with you on a journey. They're used to waiting a little bit for the punchline. So you can talk a little longer. You can set things up a little more nuanced. And it was great.
So your show, what's it called? What was it called?
I named the show Rice Krispies with Ketchup just to
after the book.
After the book. Just like the book, it's not all autism. It's probably half autism and a little bit about travel and a little bit about just being a human being, a little bit about, because last year I felt like some people were like wanted an hour on autism. The people that wanted an hour on autism wanted an hour on autism, and other people did not want an hour on autism. You know, if you're just stumbling through Edinburgh and have no personal connection to autism, that wouldn't sound like the most interesting or funny thing ever, an hour on autism. So I wanted to kind of break it up. And so it was good. It was really, you know, I don't want to tip my hand too much because, let's talk about this. We could talk about this for the weekend review. I had some really glowing reviews, some really kind people that really liked it and got it. And then I had a couple of reviews that I had a review from I can say the name. I guess I can always cut it out later if I don't want to, but.
No, say it.
the Fringe Review, which is a review, .co.uk. It's one of these companies that reviews, these organizations that reviews shows. Really nice review. This late, older lady came. Except for, there's a sentence about 2 paragraphs in where, this is one of the ladies that kind of didn't get it, where I think she thought I should just talk about autism the whole time, which I didn't necessarily want to and didn't bill it that way and didn't advertise it that way and never promised that. But anyway, which is I'm fine with this mistake. But the part that I took a little point of contention is she says a sentence here. He manages to give us a picture of the challenges he faces as a parent. Now here's a part that I have a problem with. And one cannot help but to wonder if his son's differences had something to do with his divorce. A couple problems with that statement. First, technically, I was never divorced. Separated and then widowed. And the second bigger problem is, as far as I know, divorce has never caused autism. Sorry. So
maybe, yeah, but maybe she's saying like she would like to hear you talk about how it affected your marriage. I mean, we talk about that on the podcast.
Right. Maybe she, the way I read the sentence, Shane, one cannot help but to wonder if his son's differences had something to do with his divorce. I don't know. I just think if the person's not divorced and it was separated and then somebody took their own life, maybe you ask that before you imply that in a written review on the internet forever. Anyway.
Yeah. I hear you. It's your thing. So, yeah, you talk about what you want to talk about. You know, I get it.
So it was kind of funny. It was kind of funny.
What do you have any other like nice reviews that you liked?
Yeah. I had, what was the name of this organization? Isn't it funny how like in stand-up you have 300 people that enjoy it, one person who won't smile, maybe because they had a rough day and that's all you can focus on?
Yep.
But I had some really nice reviews. How am I drawing a blank on this? The Scotsman really liked me. That's the big newspaper out here. And they did
a big one, yeah.
Yeah, that's the big one. And they did an interview with me and did the... did this video of me. I was horsing around in the show, mispronouncing Scottish words or doing my best to learn the local lingo. One of them they say is here is a goni no de dat, goni no de dat, this Glaswegian slang.
Yeah.
And so they had me on this on the little video doing pronouncing Scottish words, which I was horrible at, just like the names I'm bad at pronouncing.
Yeah, I understand that.
Thousands of people laughed. Thousands of people. That was really nice. And then you know what else is really nice? They had I think the one that we talked about, I think they're printing the retraction and fixing it, and I offered this Fringe Review is a really nice one, but you can review the shows through the app and through the website, and I had a lot of really nice comments of just people just came out and were like, oh, I just loved it, and it was, I didn't know what to expect, and I was laughed out loud and was heartfelt, and that's always encouraging. People take the time unsolicited to be like, oh, I saw this and I loved it.
Totally. That's great, dude. Congrats.
Thanks.
That's amazing. Well, I mean, you know, you were worried about it. You weren't sure if you wanted to go, you know, and...
I threw it together last minute, just because the timing of everything with JJ's mom and stuff. Yeah, everything was last minute. I wasn't going to go. I was on the fence.
Well, I'm glad you did it. Keep your mind busy. It's going to be busy when you're going through tragedy, I think, you know?
I was talking to a good friend about it, and she talked me into it. She's like, no, you should go, and... yeah, so I'm glad I did my best. So it was good.
That's great. You're happy, and tomorrow you get to see your son.
Tomorrow I'm seeing my son flying out to Sweden first thing in the morning. It's going to be exciting. I know I'm 1,000 years old, but the technology nowadays. I set him up with a Facebook account.
Yeah,
and so I can Facebook video chat him every day, and so we've been doing that. So it's been really cool.
That's great.
Really cool. Mostly he shows me his teeth, which is what I'm doing when I smile. And so he like mimics me and shows me his teeth back, which is, I think he's making fun of me a little, but.
Yep, probably.
It's good to see him. And how about you? Now this week, your family, did Pete come down for this week?
No. These are just, my cousin and his wife were in town for another wedding and made a point to hang out. But, you know. Had a nice chat with Peter, my brother. We haven't set it up yet, but my brother is autistic, if you're new to the show, and he's 33. That's fine. I'm 99% of the people listening have probably heard this show before. But if it's your first, my brother is a 33-year-old person with autism, and Kirk's son is, what is he, like 19 now?
18. He'll be 19 in a few months. 18-year-old, severely autistic. This is your Comedian's Guide to Autism 2. Comedians who have loved ones with autism, and yeah.
Yeah. It's always good to do the intro 15 minutes into the podcast. We've only been doing this 2 years.
Two and a half years. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And that's nuts.
Should we do a little in the news? Should we do a little in the news this week? What do you think?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
This one really sets up the topic du jour and in a few ways, and it's very interesting. It's in the Spectator, another UK publication. It seems like that's probably half of our news these days.
Yep.
And the title is "No One Person Can Speak for All the Autisms for All of the Autistic Spectrum."
Mm-hmm.
And then, names are hard for me. Hayoki Higashida, this is the subtitle, has found a found an ingenious way to express himself, but it won't necessarily help others with autism. Now, this is, oh boy, I just said it. Higashida was the gentleman that we talked about that wrote the book, A Reason, The Reason I Jump, that we've covered twice, I think. We reviewed the book, and then, yep. And then we also talked about him recently, about him describing the way he sees things, and you connected with it, Graham. You remember this?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
And so basically, it talks about, it addresses something that's very interesting, how some people had a hard time believing, basically, that he could communicate earlier because he was using it by tracing it by an alphabet grid or tracing it letters in the palm of his hand. And so people often asked, you know, is he actually spelling that out or is the person transcribing, changing it into what they want to hear? But now he's an adult and he uses a computer on his own. And occasionally is able to read his own writing out loud. But
there have been – I mean, it says it in this article. There have been situations in the past where parents have been not on purpose, just subconsciously filling in the gaps and basically writing what they hope that their child is cognitively thinking. But then when they let somebody else do it, that's not the case.
Like a Ouija board.
exactly like a Ouija board. Actually, that's a good example. So it has happened in the past.
Yeah, it has happened.
And but this is not one of them, and it's pretty cool.
And I just thought it was very interesting to highlight a couple things. First, it's super encouraging that. That he's able to do this, and he, you know, he writes about with a great deal of gratitude about his family and his mom, in particular, how her helping him and all these things. But he also expresses explicitly that he says, "I don't claim for a second that everything I've written in books applies to each and every neuroatypical person." And I thought it's very interesting. You know, I had a guy come to my show this week, and that I'd met last year. His name is Paul. He does a show out here called Gorilla Aspies at the Fringe, and he's a person with autism, and he talks about his late diagnosis. And it was interesting because when we met, I felt like he was concerned that I was making fun, basically, or something, of people with autism. And then he came and saw the show last year, and then he came again this year. And just a sweetheart of a guy who was just like, you know, I can't believe that people on the spectrum would give you a hard time when all you're doing is trying to spread love. And it was a very cool conversation about...
To be fair, though, there's almost zero people on the spectrum giving us a hard time. It's happened maybe once or twice.
Yeah, I think... Well, there's a few. I mean, I don't want to give any shine, but I can think of more than two. We've got reviews, and anyway...
There was one on iTunes, one person we think that made like three accounts and like left three different reviews.
Well, you remember Jill Escher, our reporter, she also deals with, anyway, I don't want to give these people more attention than they deserve to be, again, to be honest, because why do we focus on it? It doesn't matter. But I was just thinking, I think this, the crystallization, the zeitgeist right now for the crystallization of this thought that we're getting to a point where as a community, we're deciding that no one person can speak for the whole community. And I think it's great.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. Including, parents.
I agree.
Like yourself. So
I agree. And this is our topic du jour about that basically nobody speaks for the whole community, because I feel like my voice is quote unquote unique and quote unquote important, but not more important than Paul's. He speaks from a perspective of affecting his life and a late life diagnosis. That being said, he's gone to college, he's gone to university. He's that's a different experience than my son has. So, it was very encouraging to that. It seems like the tide's turning this direction where you're not expected to speak for everybody. In fact, I open my show with that now. The show here where I say, who has a personal connection to autism, just to set the table, to be clear, like, okay, cool. If you do have a son with autism or a brother and this is not your experience, then, this is not an indictment on your life. It's just my experience. And if you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism. So just to be clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. I totally feel it too. I feel like there's a big cultural shift in the past since we started this podcast. It's completely different, you know, with regards to that. So it's nice to actually see that sort of come to fruition and everything. But yeah, it's an interesting article for sure. It's always so amazing to me. It must, you know, that one of the things that they touched upon on this article that was interesting was that there's like a lot of, so it is terrifying to think that maybe your child this whole time is locked in a prison and they have thoughts like Helen Keller or something like that. And then you're just ignoring them the whole time. And then they, on the flip side of that is, you know, parents are like, oh my God, my child could really be, have sort of not cognitively, disabled inside. And so then they try these techniques and, there's nothing there, not what they hope to find anyway. And that's crushing all over again.
Right.
But it's
two sides, right? Like your greatest strength, your greatest weakness. Like I understand that it could be disheartening to feel like, oh, your son's in there. If you could just get the right key, they would connect. But then there's still hope then. You know, my son's 18, still doesn't talk, still doesn't really communicate. Excuse me. Still doesn't really communicate, but I'm still hopeful that we're going to figure it out.
Do you think that there's like my next question is do you feel there's a possibility that with these that you know, you could teach him to write a book or an essay one day? He's in there somewhere?
I think so. I don't know. A book is having written a book. Ugh. But at least a letter, you know, write me letters about, you know, the notes that you get from Peter, I find, incredibly endearing and, and encouraging. I'd love for him to be able to write me a letter. The Facebook video thing I've set up for him on his Apple, iPad that he uses.
Yeah.
And FaceTime. I set up FaceTime too. I'm hoping that he gets to the point where he wants to see me. He'll push the button and try to call me. You know, like, he knows you push this button and then dad's on the other end. He doesn't know exactly how it works. Shoot, I don't know exactly how it works. I just push the button and then it calls Graham. How does the iPhone work? No idea.
Yes, that's fine. He doesn't need to know. We don't know. Yeah.
So, I'm hoping, you know, baby steps that he'll be able to write me a note. This week, you know, I had a hard day at school. It was too loud I don't like sitting in a chair for long times. We didn't have PE. I wanted to go swimming, whatever. Yeah. I'm hoping that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
And you know, the last time I was, one of the saddest things about his mom passing is the last time I saw him, he typed out VeggieTales, put his hands over the keyboard like you normally type, not chicken pecking one finger at a time, put his hands over the keyboard and typed out maybe 12 letters. And if you would have told us when he was 10, I know right now he's literally pooping in his hands and smearing it on the wall, but someday he will go to the bathroom in the toilet and he'll be able to type, and he'll type out whatever videos he wants and not just cry. And you know, you're trying to just guess finding VCR tapes. That's how long it was. You take VCR tapes, you try one after another, he'll be able to type. So
amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing, you know, and really grateful for that. Yeah, and I'm hopeful that it's just the beginning. He's only 18, you know. Shoot. Who knows when he's 30?
He could spell. Is he spelling or memorizing the sequence of letters?
What's the difference? I don't think he's sounding them out. I'm making a joke. I think he's memorizing it. But that's the beginning, right?
It is.
Because, like, how do you spell, you know, peace? You know, you memorize that because you can spell it two ways. And I before E, you know, you have all these rules. And so, yeah. English is just memorization, in my opinion. In Spanish, you have one sound phonetically for each letter. That's easy. That's why these names are so hard. Yeah, anyway.
I guess so. I like how you have a perfect American accent, but it's your second language.
I say that.
You're an immigrant. You're an American immigrant in America.
But the problem is I'm 6'2" and I have blue eyes, so nobody cares.
Nope.
You should know better. You have everything going for you. Do I? Because I'm quite dumb.
So what's the topic du jour?
That was it. The topic du jour. I think we did it. The topic du jour was no one speaks for all the autistic spectrum. Tell us what you think about this, guys. Like, this is something that I've thought about, and I haven't been able to crystallize in a concrete thought as well as this article does. We're going to post this article on the Facebook, but it's just, it's very interesting. I tell us what you think. Tell us what you think. I'd be curious.
I have a question for you, Kirk. Your son is in a very good care facility right now, and he has like almost one-on-one.
It's not care. Almost. It's one-on-one. Yeah, whenever he needs it, it's there. Yeah, one-on-one. Yeah,
that's amazing. So, are they working? Are they using cognitive behavior therapy to help him maybe one day learn how to type things out, or?
They use ABA still, I believe, which is applied behavior. Every time we do this, I have to look it up.
Yeah.
But basically, the school kind of leads the push for education and the direction, and then the care workers at home, applied behavior analysis. Sorry, they have to they try to replicate what's going on at school, but the school has the educators, and then at home, you know, it's people that have to help him shower and shave and mm-hmm. Take care of himself. He's learning how to cook, he's learning how to vacuum, he's learning how to do laundry. You know what else he's done that's really, really encouraging? I was really encouraged. I heard this week, and I mentioned it to the lady because we've been doing this video chat so I can see him. Then I'm like, he's still losing weight, he's lost 20 kilos.
Holy cow.
21 kilos, which is like 42 pounds, 43 pounds, 44 pounds.
It's amazing.
It's 2.2, right? So it's 21 kilos. Yeah, it's 43 pounds and a bit. That's a lot, dude.
A lot.
Just for his health and stuff, I'm really excited about that. That's going to do nothing but help him. You know, not on his mom's side, they've got diabetes too. So you want to just try to be careful, you know, type 2. So you want to try to limit that through diet and exercise. So.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and I bought him another skateboard. So we're going to see if he, when he's little, he used to like the skateboard, little, 10. But now he likes the Razor scooter for adults. But I'm going to try the skateboard again, a little penny board. I've been testing it out. It works good.
Yeah. I've seen you. Can you skateboard?
I can, I guess. I'm surprisingly athletic for an old man. So I can now. I just picked it up. So I've been skating around Edinburgh. I really enjoy it, actually. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Hilarious. Okay. Well, that's amazing.
No
that's
insurance.
That's very encouraging.
No insurance, and I'm skateboarding on cobblestones. What could possibly go wrong?
Yep. Just insane. Middle-aged man, no insurance, skateboarding, first time, cobblestones. No helmet, probably.
No helmet. I have good hair. Come on. I can't wear the helmet.
Yeah.
Well, when I fall down, I get my hands out pretty quick.
Yeah. Well, that's good. The hands never break.
Well, that's an inside joke, guys. Graham broke both arms at one time, which is pretty funny. He has a great bit about it. If you get a chance, go see him in New York City. What's your Twitter and Graham K Comedy? Is that right?
Yep, at Graham K Comedy. Again, 2.5 years, you know. at Kirk Smith Comedy is yours, because I remember, because I'm a good friend.
You're a good friend.
And then also... Patreon.com/autastic. If you would like to donate a dollar per episode, we would appreciate it. It helps keep us doing it. Patreon.com/autastic.
Last plug, I am in Sweden this weekend. I will be at the Stockholm Comedy Club. Ooh. Hit me up if you're in Sweden and you want to see jokes.
If you are in Sweden and speak Swedish and want to hear English... So if you want to hear it,
sorry about that.
Sneeze, yes, coughing directly into the mic.
I actually sneezed away. Let's do it again. Sorry.
Nope, it's fine. That's our promos. Our promos are you, me trying to promo you, and you sneezing in the background.
I couldn't help it. Guys, we love it. We love it. We love you.
And it. Whatever it is, we love it.
It's been a long month, guys. It's been a really long month.
I'm so impressed that you did it. You have your voice.
I've only gotten sick twice. I got really sick, but I powered through it. What are you going to do?
Yeah, good for you, dude. Awesome. Great, great, great. And I'm excited for you tomorrow. I'm excited for you to see JJ.
It's going
to
be good. It's going to be great. I'm excited. Guys, I appreciate the love for all the fans that did come out in Edinburgh and that girl who slipped away who came back and then wrote me a note. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Ooh.
Yeah, she was like, remember, I was like, I felt bad that I ignored her, this young lady. And then she was like, no, I just, I thought the conversation was done. I misread it because I'm autistic. So I was like,
oh, I see.
Yeah, I was like, no, that's great. It was great see you, and thank you so much. And I hope you.
That's nice.
Yeah, I hope you love the podcast. Anyway, guys, I'm rattling on and on. We love it. You can do it. We love you guys. You can do it.
Yep.